Before Schrödinger could reply, with some in the audience already expressing their disapproval at the remarks of the 24-year-old, an annoyed Veen stood up and intervened. "The old physicist," Heisenberg told Pauli later, "almost threw me out of the room." The pair had a history going back to Heisenberg's days as a student in Munich, and his poor showing during the oral examination for his doctorate on anything connected to experimental physics. "Young man, Professor Schrödinger will certainly take care of all these questions in due time," Veen told Heisenberg as he motioned for him to sit down. "You must understand that we are now finished with all that nonsense about quantum jumps." Schrödinger, unfazed, replied that he was confident that all remaining problems would be overcome. Heisenberg could not stop himself from lamenting later that Sommerfeld, who had witnessed the whole incident, had succumbed to the persuasive force of Schrödinger's mathematics. Shaken and dejected at being forced to retire from the arena vanquished before battle had been properly joined, Heisenberg needed to regroup. "A few days ago, I heard two lectures here by Schrödinger," he wrote to Jordan, "and I am rock-solid convinced of the incorrectness of the physical interpretation of QM presented by Schrödinger." He already knew that conviction alone was not enough, given that Schrödinger's mathematics signifies a great progress. After his disastrous intervention, Heisenberg had sent a dispatch to Bohr from the front line of quantum physics. After reading Heisenberg's version of events in Munich, Bohr invited Schrödinger to Copenhagen to give a lecture and participate in some discussions for the narrower circle of those who work here at the Institute, in which we can deal more deeply with the open questions of atomic theory. When Schrödinger stepped off the train on 1st of October 1926, Bohr was waiting for him at the station. Remarkably, it was the first time they had ever met. After the exchange of pleasantries, battle began almost at once, and according to Heisenberg, continued daily from early morning until late at night. There was to be little respite for Schrödinger from Bohr's continual probing in the days ahead. He installed Schrödinger in the guest room at his home to maximize their time together. Although usually the most kind and considerate of hosts, in his desire to convince Schrödinger that he was in error, Bohr appeared even to Heisenberg to act as a remorseless fanatic, one who was not prepared to make the least concession or grant that he could ever be mistaken. Each man passionately defended his deeply rooted convictions concerning the physical interpretation of the new physics. Neither was prepared to concede a single point without putting up a fight. Each pounced on any weakness or lack of precision in the argument of the other.